Well, I know loads of you will be absolutely chuffed to bits now, because the response to us playing Celtus has been amazing. And as soon as I said that you lot were coming on the show, an even more amazing response to that, people buzzing at the fact that you were coming in to play live. So welcome to John and Pat McManus and Dan Axtell. Celtus, this... it's bizarre, because actually at one point, if I remember rightly, were you not a heavy metal band?
God.
Were you not the Mamas Boys, or is that just a figment of my imagination?
No, you're absolutely right. We always just get kind of shocked when people mention Mamas Boys, because it's not something that we tried to talk about that much, to be honest. Because the Celtus thing is very different, and you're kind of afraid when if people kind of want to go and check your background out, they're going to be offended when they realise we're a metal band. But recently,
that's their problem, I think.
We've been surprised, because a lot of them now are getting really curious and just want to know what we've done before, and they've listened to some of the old Mamas Boys records and they all like it. So we're very surprised.
I don't think there's anything ever to regret about the past, though, is there? Do you know what I mean? Because it all makes you
work. We're quite proud of it, really.
Yeah, jolly good. But you were brought up in Enniskillen, weren't you? And I mean, their Irish show bands. Were you a part of all of that stuff as kids?
Well, absolutely, because we played with our mum and dad. That's where it all started, was like doing the Fridays, Saturdays.
So what were they doing, singing? And
well, they met through show business, because they were in like what they call the Starlight Show Band in Ireland, that were very famous at the time.
Incredibly famous, and, I've heard of them.
And then, of course, when that all went to one side and we came along, then we were dragged onto the road, and that's basically where we served our apprenticeship, was in the pubs in Ireland.
So is that where you were learning your instruments and everything, Pat?
That's right, yes. I mean, it was a good testing ground, and... you know, it was when you're young like that, there's any opportunity to get out. So when they said, do you want to come along? We're going, yes, please. Yes, can we come along? And that's how it just started from there. And of course, we played a lot of country and western, and we got bedded in several different types of music, which was really, I suppose, later on in our career, it stood us in good stead, because we actually could understand and knew the different influences that we have now would come through in the music later on, and that was all from the grounding we got at the very beginning. So it was a great learning process as well for us, you know, how to deal with people. I mean, we're not really that... You do get butterflies when you go out onto a stage, but I think we're kind of past that stage now, you know. And yes, you want to do a good performance and stuff like that, but that grounding we got in Ireland was fantastic for the like of that.
Well, it's like an apprenticeship, really, isn't it?
It is, yeah, and you don't have to worry too much about the people. You know there'll be an audience there, but you just sort of concentrate and get on with what you're supposed to do, and you kind of block them out.
Huge audiences. I remember when I used to go over and do gigs, you know, I'd be the DJ, and the show band would be on before you and after you. Incredible, the amount of people that were there and loving it. Really, I mean the show band, they were loving it. You know, it was great.
Oh, it was a phenomenon there. When the whole world was doing other things, the show band phenomenon was happening in Ireland. And I mean, there was bands, I remember Mummy and Daddy telling us about this, that were as big as the Beatles would have been in Ireland, you know. The bands like Dickie Rock and Big Tom, they were just absolutely, they could work 7 nights a week and play to 3,000 people everywhere a night. And it was phenomenal. It was fantastic, because it was very innocent as well. Yeah. You know, there was no alcohol allowed, although you could go to the pub before. So probably that's why the bands were on at midnight. So as soon as they came through the door, they were all ready to dance.
Raring to go. Well, I am, but I haven't been the pub. Play us a tune if you would.
Okay, then.
Okay, well, we're going to do a different version of a track that's on the new album, What Goes Around, and this is called Angel.
Great.
Thank you.
sleeping pills. Sleeping pills.
How gorgeous is that? That's Angel. And that track features on the album What Goes Around. It's quite different. You've got to check out the album if you've not heard Celtus before, because it's really sort of all sorts going on in there, isn't there? And yes, it's Celtus who are my guests here on Radio 2. Now, you, Celtus were a five-piece, weren't they? And it was Jimmy Nail who said, yeah, I've got to whittle that down to a three-piece or something to fit on the stage or whatever.
Yeah, it was sheer coincidence that we ended up doing the Jimmy Nail tour, because our boss, Muff Winwood, when we were with Sony, happened to be in the studio one day having a single cut. And apparently Jimmy Nail has known Muff since the Spencer Davis group days, when Muff played bass with him. And, of course, got into conversation and asked who the band were, and he said it's a band called Celtus. He took a copy of the album with him. And he was about to go on the road and basically said, you know, the tour was ours, providing we were willing to present it as a three-piece.
Right.
Now, this, you know, reaction initially was like, well, we can't do it, because we just thought it would be impossible to emulate what's on the record. Mm. So we came up with the idea of, and boring for the audience if you were to go out and just play it with an acoustic guitar. So we thought if we ran some drum loops live and played the rest of the instruments ourselves, then it would work. And it went down an absolute storm. They loved it, and we've kept it like that ever since.
Brilliant.
Less people in a van.
And how'd you put up with Dan? Come in, Dan. He's sat in the corner there with his keyboard. Yeah, how'd you put up with how'd you put up with him, first of all? Why did you decide to keep him? Because of the loop thing?
Well, first of all, I mean, Dan's been with us for over a year now.
Yeah.
And he's our master of technology.
Yeah. Ooh. Ooh. Well, come on in, because what were you doing before you were a Celtus boy? What were you doing in Lewisham?
just gigging, really.
Yeah.
I did a couple of courses at college, and then thought I'd try and earn a living from playing music, and I was just going around doing jazz gigs, you know. Mm. And it was through that that I met John and Pat, and here I am.
Actually,
now
we were looking for a drummer and ended up with a keyboard player. So you can work that out for yourself.
Oh, right.
That's very true, actually.
That's very true.
Checking a drummer.
It's typically Irish, that. You know,
I won't open a keyboard player.
But you must be pleased with the way things are going, because now you're actually there in your own right, aren't you?
Yeah.
I mean, yes, you've supported lots of people.
Mm-hmm.
And you have massive respect, don't you, from artists?
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, it really all started about 3 years ago when we did, the first support we did was with Sheryl Crow at the Albert Hall, and we did two further shows with her, and that was absolutely brilliant. But I think it really all kind of started to fit into place when we went out with Paul Carrick.
Yeah,
and
he's been here as well. He's great.
Yeah, he's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Yeah. And it's, for us, it was always great, because when you're a fan of someone's as well, and you get the opportunity to listen to them at every single show, was just brilliant. And that gave us the opportunity to expose the music to the public, which is what we desperately needed at the time. And now we're going back into his venues and headlining.
I know, because you've built up this huge fan base, haven't you?
It is. We're amazed at how quickly it can grow.
Yeah.
And Celtus is one of those bands. You've got to really keep it on the road and tour all the time and bring it to the people and let them check it out for themselves.
Mm.
And It's really kind of strange, because our music varies a lot through a concert. I mean, with a name like Celtus, I know a lot of people automatically assume that it's a very Celtic kind of group, but it's not. Obviously, we use the Irish traditional instruments, and we do throw in the odd reel and jig as a safety net. You know? If it's not going down too well, then I know
stick
a jig in and it will work. But it's fantastic, because they have such an appreciation for everything that we do. So, because it's right across the board, from, like, you know, songs that sound quite commercial to the reels and jigs.
Mm.
And we've been amazed at how much they, you know, really take it all on board.
Because you wrapped up a tour last week. In fact, the final date was in Birmingham, wasn't it?
It was
at the Irish Centre.
Yeah.
And presumably that went really well.
The whole tour was great, yeah.
The whole tour was actually good because it was the first real tour we've done by ourselves. So, and you know, you sort of wake up in the middle of the night going, oh my God, you know, we're going to play, you know, you're going to Worcester or someplace like that. Then you think, does anybody have heard tell of us there, you know? And it's like, you do worry about it, you know? And
of
it's like,
course you do.
And, but it's been fantastic. Mm. And there have been lovely venues we've played in. And the audience reaction has been great. I mean, we're really surprised and delighted.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's
great. It's a great feeling.
When did you move to London then?
Oh God. On and off about 10 years ago. We keep, you know, back and forth, we keep coming back and forth, you know, and going home to see the folks and doing some stuff there and then coming back again. So on and off for about 10 years.
It just strikes me that the Irish music scene, they have total respect for each other, no matter what kind of music you're doing. There is a respect, isn't there?
In Ireland?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, I was watching the the awards from Ireland yesterday and there were comments like that made where, you know, Emmy Lou Harris had gone there and was just saying she was amazed at how well she was always received when she went to Ireland and some of the different bands that were there playing different types of music that you would probably expect the Irish not to get into that much, and they do, they appreciate
it. But even on their own music scene, they have total respect for each other.
Along with it being, it's a kind of a camaraderie thing, you know, particularly in Irish music, you know, you can get together and never have met the person before in your life and you can sit down and play for maybe 2 or 3 hours together and it's a very special bond that happens, you know, because you can play the same tunes together and the styles are, you know, are can differ quite a bit from one part of Ireland to the other, but for some unknown reason it all seems to gel together. Yeah. So that sort of respect comes out of that there, you know, and it's nice because it's a nice way of breaking down barriers as well with people, you know.
Of course. I think my hero is Christy Moore shook the man's hand, the great man. He is just, you know,
well, he's one of the
wonderful
he's one of the main men in Ireland. You don't get much better than that.
Fantastic.
You know, really don't, you know. I mean, he's been at the pinnacle of his career. He's just a phenomenon. Him and Donal Lunny are two of the most respected. I think they've probably done more for Irish music than anybody else in Ireland.
But it's great that because people do, you know, that's what I was saying before about the respect thing. You can go, Christy Moore, people go, oh, right. Doesn't matter what kind of the music they're into, but oh, yes.
Yeah.
You know, total understanding, total respect.